Okay, so the Holy Hearing is Kriya Shema. Samach Aleph. The Mechaber discusses more issues about, or actually Siman Samach. Chava begins, Bracha Shnia Abbas Olam. The second bracha of Rikas Kriyashma is Abbas Olam. Vishomim Abba Rabbas is a Ramah. Chenu Hagim Chol Ashkenaz. In the morning we say Abba Rabbah. In the evening, Ashkenazim say Abba Zolam. The Sfarim say both. Chenu Vesakas of Baruch, Ipnei Shehi Smuchala Pirkas Yitzir. Then start Baruch Ata Shem. It just continues. Narration of the previous bracha. Yehipoteres Pirkas HaTorah Ayin La'el. So in the Mizayim we saw that the bracha of Ava Rabba might be able to potter Birkas HaTorah if you forgot to say Birkas HaTorah in the morning, if you had kavanah, if you learned, etc. Okay, so essentially we have this second of the Birkas HaTorah, the Birkas HaKriyashma, which discusses how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Am Yisrael, and he gave us the Torah. The minhag is that when you take the, when you say you take the tzitzis in your hands. According to the Ari, many people know you take all four kanfus. According to the Gra, you would take just the first two, the front tzitzis. And there's discussion about the nusach. You say, you hear Zochet live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Maram Ibn Chavir said you should say bi'artzenu. Not only that's the prevalent minhag, people says what to say in the Siddur, and the people say, I guess we're davening for all of Am Yisrael. Everybody should come to Eretz Yisrael. The previous siman, we discussed the halacha, if you mix up the Maariv bracha and the Shacharis bracha, so the same issue would apply here, but here it's less of an issue because it's essentially the same bracha. So there, the discussion, you start on bracha, you end the different bracha. Here, like I said, it's really, you know, Tom Hakev. If you remember, you continue with the regular bracha. But if you didn't, if you already said brachat Hashem, you're just chosem and you're yotze with the Maariv bracha. It's the same theme. The first bracha, there are different themes in the morning and the evening. Maariv Aravim, you know, there are different themes. But there's a shaila, if you said brachat Hashem, you were saying you were very tired, you know, sometimes in the morning you're tired, you think it's Maariv, you said the second bracha of Avas Olam and they said Baruch Atah Hashem, so should you end like the morning, or should you, what should the chasima be? So that's the Machlokas HaAchronim. Rav Neuwirth paskins that you should say, you should switch back to Shacharis, and Rav Chaim Kanevsky says no, you should say the Maariv, just say the whole thing. So but either way you go, say. And that's in terms of the first sif here, the second bracha of Kriyashma. Mechaber continues, Kara Kriyashma, Bula Bracha Yotze, Dechovas Kriyashma, Chozer Kara Brachas, Bula Kriyashma. You would read Kriyashma without the brachos, so your Yotze, we do this sometimes, Shabbos morning, you go to late Minyan, so your Yotze through reciting even though you didn't say it in the context of the brachas. V'nir li shetov l'achzor v'likros kriya shma im ha-brachos. The Mechaber says it's better to recite kriya shma again. This is what most people do. It sounds like it's not a chiyuv. It's just tov. But everybody does it. And I saw in Sefer Chokas Achronim, if your person is going to miss tefillah b'tzibur because of this. You started davening. After you then you say Kriya Shema, then you're davening at 9 o'clock minyan, and then you're davening slowly. So if you say Kriya Shema again, so you're going to miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. Should you skip it because you already said it to make Tefillah B'Tzibur? I think the minhag is not to. I think most people Shlomo Zalman says to skip it, but I think the minhag is not to, and people just say Kriya Shema again. It's Kekor B'Torah. There's value to Omid to Tefillah from Divrei Torah. The fact that the Birkas Kriyashma are not like Birkas HaMitzvah, Shekhi Dishanu B'Savit Sivanu, you know, likra asa is what allows this split. You generally can't split the mitzvah from the bracha. You can't, you know, do the mitzvah and say the bracha later. So say the bracha over the siyasin. But here, the mitzvah is say kriyat shema, and there's birkas kriyat shema, birkas hashavach that are connected, loosely connected, and therefore you're able to split it if you need to. When I say if you need to, there's a debate, you know, how important is it to try to daven mano? Or can you just say kriyat shema earlier? So the prevalent minhag is people aren't so careful about this. The Vilna Gaon thought it was actually docha tefillah with seaboard. It's better to daven at the right time, saying all the tefillah together, saying kriyat shema im birchaseh. And he didn't think it was you know, proper to push it off. But like I said, many people are knowing to say kriyat shema earlier, and then to daven after sosman kriyat shema before sosman tefillah. Okay. Mechaber continues. Sif Gimel Seder Birachos Einu Ma'akev Shim Hiktim Shniel Rishona Yotzei Vechovas Brachos. Mechaber says that if you, for whatever reason, said the Birachos Kriyat Shema in the wrong order, you're Yotzei. Again, this probably doesn't happen very often. Of course, you mess up the idea of Brachos Smucha Lechaber. So the whole reason that the second Bracha doesn't start with Baruch because it's Smucha Lechaber. So you guess you messed that up, but you're still Yotzei. You know, each bracha is independent, and the seder isn't ma'akev either. There is a machlokes shonim about this issue. Some hold the brachas from Akbo says it. So, for example, a person, let's say, is a few minutes before the sosman kriyat shema, so you'll be able to make the first two brachas, but you won't be able to make the last bracha. All you saw is going to be after sosman kriyat shema, or sosman tefillah rather. So, we hold la halacha, you should say what you can say before sosman tefillah. We hold anyway, l'halacha, you should be able to daven after sosman tefillah. We're very make with this. Again, it's not l'chatchila, but people are knowing l'maisa to daven till chatzos. But let's say it's chatzos. Chatzos is approaching. So you're not going to reach, you know, chatzos. You're only going to be able to say some of the birkas kriyat shema. So we would tell you, say each bracha that you can before chatzos. Asarav David Yosef says it's really machlokes, afak brachas l'hakel. So you shouldn't, or maybe more prevalent example, let's say your siddur is missing some pages. You have, you know, the first bracha, you know the second bracha, and you don't know by heart. It can happen. So we would say the first bracha, even though you won't say the second bracha. Rav David Yosef is machmir, he thinks that's the stuff of brachos, and you shouldn't say one unless you're going to say all of them bismanam. When I say bismanam, whatever the sof zman of Birchas Kriyat Shema is, according to the simple understanding of halacha, it's sof zman tefillah. When it's minhag, it's sof chatzos. Okay. Weiter. Dalit. Kabbalah says, Yishomim she'in mitzvah sikhas kavana, Yishomim she'in sikhas kavana. Fascinating debate in the Rishonim. Mitzvah sikhas kavana, mitzvah in sikhas kavana. Yishomim she'in sikhas kavana, lotzeis fa'asiyas, osa mitzvah, v'chein halacha. So Kabbalah says, in Sif Dalit, in Chogos Yishonim, if mitzvah sikhas kavana, and he passes the mitzvah shirikas kavana. And this is a huge issue. The Rishonim, the Achronim, the Rabbi Chananel, the Rav Yonah, the Zeruah says ain't shirikas kavana, and the Ba'ag, and the Riv, and the Rosh, and the Ramban, and others shirikas kavana. She mentioned that the debate is kavana. Of course, you have to know what you're doing. If you do misasek, so you're not yotzei at all. Even if you'll miss ain't shirikas kavana. Anyway, Lumaisa, you have a debate here. The Mechaber says that you say you need Sirchas Kavana. And that's why some people have a minute to say L'shem Yichur before they do mitzvahs. It's a way of, like, you know, enhancing your Kavana. Some Rishonim actually write that the Bracha is a way of enhancing Kavana. Part of the Takana of a Bracha, Ritzvah and Psachim, says that the reason that Chazal was talking Brachas is in order to have Kavana. Lumaisa points out there are really two types of Kavana. There's kavana latzes, and there's kavana of the milim, of what you're saying. The discussion here is kavana latzes. Kavana of the milim, we hold zam akev, except for the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, as we'll see soon, and the first bracha of Shemona Atzeh. Of course, it's always better to have kavana, but it's not akev. And the Mishra also points out that by Dinim Rabbanan, we hold Ein Sirchas Kavana. Even though Chavis says Sirchas Kavana, we hold that by Dinim Rabbanan, mitzvahs Ein Sirchas Kavana. So that's an important distinction. And additionally, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from some Achronim that in a situation where a person is doing something that's obviously a mitzvah, you come to shul, you put on your tefillin. Why are you putting on your tefillin? You're obviously doing it l'shem mitzvah. So then, even if you want to think explicitly l'shem mitzvah, you're still yotzei because it's mucha mitoch ma'asav that he's doing l'shem mitzvah. Okay, Mishnah Berurah says even though we're machriya the mitzvah strikas kavana by deraisa, we're choshish for a bracha. So if you did it without kavana, you wouldn't do it again. You put the rule without kavana. Again, a lot of the things you can say that you're already, it's already included in this idea, it's mukh tachmasav. But even if the situation wasn't mukh tachmasav, you wouldn't say a bracha when you do it again to be choshish for the shita, the mitzvah's ain strikas kavana. Okay. Another point that, just a point to clarify, the question of Sukhas Kavana and Sukhas Kavana has nothing to do with Kavanas Ha, the person's Motziu. If a person wants to be Motziu and has Bracha, so he has to have Kavana to Motziu. That's not connected with Sukhas and Sukhas Kavana. But at the end of the day, it's obviously better to always have Kavana. If you didn't have Kavana, you're still Yotzi when it comes to Din Drabanan. If you didn't have Kavana, you're still Yotzi when it comes to Din Dereisa. If it's Mucha Chachmasav, that, which is often the case, you go to Shul, you shake a lulav, you hear shofar, so it's clear. So at the end of the day, you're really Yotzi in most of the cases. But like I said, obviously for Torah and mitzvahs to be meaningful, Kavana is critical. Okay. Sif Hey, Mechaber says, according to Shema v'lochivin libo pasuk rishon shu Shema Yisrael liyatzei lichavasov hashar v'lochivin libo afilu hayakor v'torah omegia v'parshias ha'elu v'onas kriya Shema yatza usha kivin libo pasuk rishon. So in the pasuk rishon you need a kavana. If you don't have kavana, you're not yotzei. Kavana means both kavanas hamilim. Understand what you're saying. And you also have to have kavana to become a mitzvah. This is part of the idea of Kabbalah's Olam HaShemayim. It's unclear, is Mechol HaZakonim, if you have Kabbalah L'shem Kabbalah's Olam HaShemayim, or is it have to say Kabbalah L'shem Mitzvah's Kriya Shema, even though you're not thinking about Kabbalah's Olam HaShemayim, because that's what the words mean, so you understand the words, so maybe it's implicit. Beseder. Okay. Questions, comments?
Yeah, the question?
Yeah. Oh, welcome, everybody. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Yeah.
So, Lamaisa, when we don't have, like, all these kavanas by Kriya Shema,
yeah.
So, like, the classic thing that we're probably not going to have kavana the second time also around. So, like, that's why we don't repeat it.
Listen. There is a discussion about the tefila of kavana. There, kavana. I think Kriya Shema for one pasuk. I think it's easier. I mean, I think we do repeat it. I think you should repeat it if you really weren't thinking about it. For the first pasuk of Kriya Shema, Shemona Esrei is already a bracha l'matal issue. And, you know, you're going to say it a second time, as you point out. Well, there's a good chance you won't have kavana a second time either. So then, you know, what you're saying, I think, is more mistaber. By Kriya Shema, you have little to lose. Meaning, it's a pasuk. We're going to say soon that you're not, there's a question of like, it looks like you're mikabel, you know, chas v'shalom shtei reshuyos, like you have two gods. So you have to say it quietly the second time, you don't say it immediately, whatever. But I think that we should say Kriya Shema with Kavana. And if we didn't, we should try to say it again with Kavana. I think that's, we said hello. When it comes to Shemona Esrei, if you didn't have Kavana for the first bracha, so some achronim point out, like you're saying, that, you know, you have to be sure that you're going to be able to do it the second time. And if not, maybe it doesn't make sense to go ahead. Beseder. Okay. Let's move on to Simon Samach Aleph. I just mentioned the Kavanah of the words, you know, is critical. So just what do the words mean? Shema Yisrael. Shema is a question of listen or understand, accept. Shema Yisrael, we should accept. Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is our God. Kabbalas Omach Hushamayim. Hashem Echad, Yichud Hashem. So there are really two components. There's Hashem is our God, Kabbalah is all, and Hashem Echad, Hashem, there's one God. You know, the idea of one God to us, you know, doesn't seem so significant, but once upon a time, there was a lot of Avodah Zarah going on, and the idea is it's one God. And also, in terms of the philosophy of it, that you know, it's part of his malchus. Hashem is completely the melech. Because the minute you have more than one god, so then the god that you have isn't all in control. There's a daytime god and a nighttime god. But there's Yichud Hashem. We believe in one God. So the Kabbalah's Omalchus Shemayim is all more encompassing. That's why it's really a connection. The fact that Hashem is Elokeinu, Hashem is Echad. Echad allows the Elokeinu to be complete. I should mention also that there is a discussion about the proper kavanas of Shemas Hashem. We usually, when we say Hashem's name, Ad Hashem, we say Adon HaKol. We think about Adon HaKol. When it comes to Kriya Shema, there's an added element of thinking of Hashem as Hayahov V'yeh. Again, if you didn't, you're still Yotzei, but that's the L'chadchila. We try at least during Kriya Shema to have that first pasuk of Kriya Shema to have that kavana, not only Adon HaKol, but also Hayahov V'yeh, as well as the kavana for Elokeinu of Baal HaYecholos Kulam, Baal HaKolchos, Hashem is, totally in control. Okay. I'm not going to be able to see the chats now, so feel free to interject with questions, but I can't see the chats. I can welcome everybody. I'm sorry I didn't recognize you as you came in. I just didn't see. I'm looking at my notes as I give the share. Okay. Some of the challenges of Zoom. Moving on to Siman Samach Aleph. Yikra Kriyas Shema v'Chavana v'Aim of Yira v'Reses v'Zeah. So you should say Kriyas Shema with Chavana, with Aim of Yira v'Reses v'Zeah. It's a hard thing to do every day, twice a day, but that's ideal. We're accepting Hashem Baruch Hu as the King. It's a very, very significant act. It's an act a person does, on their deathbed or, certain times. The most significant thing. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's like the base core of a Jew. You should do it with Chavana, with a proper Chavana, proper approach. This mitzvah of Kriya Shema is a mitzvah min haTorah, that's what we paskin, twice a day. And in the morning, there's a certain zman min haTorah, b'shkumecha, when you get up the first 3 hours, as I mentioned previously. There is a day of the Kesef Mishnah, he learns the Rambam that the mitzvah min haTorah is all day. It's only drabanan, they have to do it earlier in the day. Either way, there's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema, that's min haTorah. And additionally, we say at the end of Kriya Shema, the Pesukim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's another mitzvah, of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So even if a person, misses on Kriya Shema, you should still say Kriya Shema in order, firstly, according to the Kesef Mishnah, it's a mitzvah all day. And secondly, there's also a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and you should have Kavana for that mitzvah when you say the Pesukim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the last two Pesukim over there, that we're remembering that Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt. Okay. So the Mechaber says, as they just read, they have to read a Pe'em of Yira. Mishmur brings down that this idea of Ema refers to the idea that a person should be willing to give up his own life. B'chol nafshecha, afil nozel es nafshecha. Mishmur points out that it's important to try to read Kriya Shema slowly, to be able to medakdek in the letters, and in order to have kavana. It's hard to say have kavana if you read it very quickly. Sometimes people get very excited at Shabbat Zohar, it's once a year, Kriya Shema twice a day. We should also read Zohar with Kavana, which we do, and we should also read Kriya Shema with Kavana, but it's hard. Sometimes things do often, you lose the, really it's a very, very critical part of davening. It might be the only part that's Doraisa, again, it's Becholas Tefillah is Doraisa, but Kriya Shema we pass in is Doraisa, the Kuliyam. So every day you should accept it as if it's the first time. You should try to work on our excitement to do the mitzvah with chiba and with ava. Okay. Gimel. The Mechaber continues. There are 245 words. So we want to somehow connect our Ramach Evarim to the words of Kriya Shema. So we add three extra words to fill the Cheshbon. So the Chazan says, Hashem Elokecha Emes. The Chazan L'chadchila should have Kavana to be Yotzi the Tzibur in this idea. The Tzibur should want to be Yotzi to fulfill this idea of Ramach Evarim. Because a lot to go over them also. fine. Bimukar b'yachid. Many people are davening yichidus this time of year, unfortunately, given the situation. Bimukar b'yachid. Yichavim b'tesfa v'avin shve'emes yasek sh'olin tishin. V'heim kenegav shloshes shemos havaya. She'kol shem ola esrim v'sheish v'arva osios from shlosh. So you say the 15 vavs. So 6 times 15 is 90. And that's keneged, this is the Bavs of Yatziv, Yonachon, etc. And that's keneged, the three Shemas Havaya, Havaya is 26, Yudke Vavke, and the letter, the words themselves, the letters themselves of Yudke Vavke, which is another 4, 26 over 30, 30 times 3 is 90. So that's a way of filling in the word, the extra words, if you don't have a chazan to say Hashem Elokei Chaimus. Most people, I don't think, do that. But Yeshu Kasev Shachol Kori Kriyas Shema B'Yachid Yomer Kel Melech Neman. Some say you should say Kel Melech Neman before Shema. Yishalosh Tevas Elo Mashlim Haminim Shal Ramach V'Hu B'Makom Amen Sheyesh La'anus Acher Bocher B'Mizol B'Ava V'Chinu Hagim. So the Rabbi brings down people would say Kel Melech Neman. V'Nir Elim Kol Makom K'Shekori Matzibur Liyomer Kel Melech Neman. So there are two chiddushim in the Ramah. One chiddush is the Ramah says that after the chazan says, "Abocher v'am Yisrael bi'ava," the tzibur should say "Amen." Today, most of us are not knowing that way. Most of us try to finish with the chazan because we're choshish. Maybe it's like a hefsek. It's not bein a prakim. It's the bracha of "Abocher v'am Yisrael bi'ava" should be samuch immediately to Kriyat Shema. So most of us try not to, but there are yekis who follow the Ramah. They say "Amen" after the chazan. Additionally, the Ramah says that when you daven yichidus, you should say Kel Melech Neman. That's printed in many Sidurim. I don't know if that's the minhag. I don't know. It's hard to know what the minhag is when people daven yichidus because you don't see people daven yichidus. But any of you have any insights about that? Is that prevalent? People say Kel Melech Neman or they don't?
I think I heard that they do because I think I asked Ashrei last year for something and they all told me that it's because the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's 248 words. So with Kel Melech Neman, you get 248, and Keneged, the 248 limbs, that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. So usually we have the Chazan go over the last three words, but to get 248, but when it's just when you're just by yourself, you need Kel Melech Neman.
So people do that, Lamais, you're saying? Okay, people do it, they do it. Again, I'm not sure. It could be. The other option is to have the Kavan with the Vavs, and that somehow also adds three more words. Okay, the Seder. So the Mechaber continues. I should mention that if you're a chazin, so there's a shaila, if you say Hashem Elokeichem emes, or do you don't say emes if you're the chazin? Meaning when you repeat it, you say emes. When you're just when the chazin is saying his own private kriyashma, there's a shaila. If he stops, if he's going to say MS, then it'll be too many. It'll be 249. So some have a minhag, the chazan says Hashem Elokeichem, and then he says Hashem Elokeichem MS. And some have a minhag, the chazan says MS, and then he repeats Hashem Elokeichem MS, different minhagim. Okay. Sif Dalid, the Mechaber continues. Mechagim Likas Pasuk Rishon B'chol Ram Kedei L'Or Kavana. It's meant to say the first pasuk out loud. It's very prevalent. It's Ma'or Kavana. Some people have been that they say the whole thing out loud. They're the Sephardim, they say most of the creation out loud, except for the Chara Av, Sukkim. Some places they say the first paragraph out loud. But the Minag, Shulchan brings, which is very accepted, is to say the first pasuk out loud. Mikardin can say it Belachash, but it's Ma'or Kavana. Obviously, you don't want to say it out loud in a way that's going to be, different than everybody else. So if you're in a place where people say it quietly, you should say it quietly too. But, in many shows, they have the minute they say the first pasuk out loud. Okay. Sif Hey, moving on. Nahagim Litim Lideyem, Al Pneim, Kriyash Pasuk Rishon. People put their hand over their face when they say the first pasuk. Kedei Shelo Yistagya V'davar Acher Shemon O Melechavim. You know that you should have Kavana. You don't want to start looking around. So, it doesn't make a difference if you're wearing glasses. You can put them on your glasses. The whole point is you shouldn't be looking around. It takes away your kavana. And the minhag, I think, is also to cover your eyes for Baruch Shem. That's the Ben Ish Chai, right? I think that's the prevalent minhag. Some of the Sfarim use the talis to cover their, they put their talis in their hand, they cover their eyes with their talis. But I don't think that's the minhag of Ashkenazim. The Mishavura writes, people who are left-handed also use the right hand when they cover their eyes for Shema. That's a prevalent minhag. Okay, moving on.
For Lo'olam Heyadam, where we have a Shema Yisrael there, do people, are people in a way to cover their eyes there? Or is it just when we say Shema when you're trying to fulfill the Mitzvah Araisa?
I mean, if you're saying Kriya Shema at the beginning because you might not make late the Zman, so certainly you should cover your eyes. I think people cover their eyes then too, no? Do people cover their eyes?
I never did. It would make sense too. I was curious what...
Yeah. I do, but I don't know if it's a problem.
Sure.
So, tzarech laharich b'cheshel echad sifav k'esh yamlech et baruch hu b'shalayim v'aretz shezer romiz ha-katotros shebe'emsa k'ag ha-ches. So the ches reminds us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shiver Akim. He's in the Shemayim and the Shiver Akim and in the land. Shem is king everywhere. V'yarech b'dalet. It's a little hard to know. Nusach dalet doesn't really let ches. You can like say it long. Dalet is just dalet. So I think the minhag is to do it after you say the Dalid, you think of the fact that Kosh Baruch Hu is Yochid Ba'olamo, Moshe Ba'ad Luchos Ba'olam. The Dalid represents the four corners of the world, earth, or the universe. The Arach Yosem Yishir Zeh V'yishu Hagin L'hadot Rosh K'yam Achshava Ma'al L'mata Ba'ad Luchos. Some people move their head in different directions when they say the Dalid to represent the Kosh Baruch Hu is everywhere, the Ches up and down and the Dalid all around. Different minhagim. Okay. And now the Shulchan goes through a couple of diukim in Hilchos Kriya Shema. We'll do it quickly. Yad Gish B'dalet Shalot Yireish. It's a Shem Echad, not a Shem Acher, Chas V'Shalom. Just like in the same Torah, there's a big Dalet there. So after you pronounce the Dalet properly, it's hard to have a Dalet that sounds like a Reish, but it's more easy that a Sofer will make the Dalet look like a Reish. But, okay. Ches Lo Yachtov V'Ches Lo Yarech B'Aleph. You shouldn't say the ches to. I'm not really sure what it means. The yacht of the ches. You should pronounce it properly, and you shouldn't be ma'arich the aleph. Okay. It shouldn't say. It shouldn't sound like achad. That there's ain. Okay. I'm not really sure. Ches. Also, lomer shma shtei pa'amim. Halacha mentioned earlier before. That you shouldn't say Shema twice. You shouldn't say the word twice. You shouldn't even say the pasuk twice. Now, if you read without kavana, as you mentioned, you're supposed to read it again. So you should say it quietly. Wait a second. Wait a few seconds and say it quietly. You shouldn't do it out loud. Okay. Moving on. Just a second. Omrim. Sorry. Yud. Shekara Kriya Shema Amitasa Muta the Kros Kol Parcha Lachsa the Krosa. Kriya Shema Amita said for Shmira, and if you didn't fall asleep after the first time, you can say the whole Pasuk, the whole Parcha again. Some say you shouldn't say the pasuk. Again, I think the Ikra Kapeid is not to say the pasuk Shma Shma. But if you say the whole parsha, so then you can say it more than one time if you want to. Okay. Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Moving on. Ha'omrim Ashmar Slichos when a keeper feels the ilah state for all your pasuk Shma Yish Landim Shalul Omrim. You shouldn't say Shema twice, even Ilah, or after an Ilah, or at a bris, or sometimes at a bris, and the father mistakenly said Shema twice. So he stops. They told him to stop. You say Shema only one time. But Hashem Hu Elokim, that they say in the Ilah, they say it seven times. Shomim also be Yom Kippur, but Tefilas in the Ilah, Shem Amin, no kosher. That's different. We're pronouncing Hashem is Elokim. It doesn't look like there's more than one God. You shouldn't say Amin twice. And the Mishmur says some people say Amin vi Amin. Some say Amin vi Amin, that's okay. Some people say even Amin Amin is okay. You just want it to happen. It doesn't look like Shem Shuyos. Some people are make up with that. Okay. Sif Yud Gimel. Achar Pasuk Rishon Tzarech Lomar Baruch Shem Kvon Machuz Olavoid Bechashai. So even though it doesn't appear in the Torah, Baruch Shem Kvon Machuz Olavoid doesn't appear in the Parsha Neschanan in Perek Vav. There you have, you know, Shema Yisrael, the first parasha of Kriyashma. But the Gemara says in Pesachim, that's in Vav and Aleph, that Yaakov, when he was on his deathbed, he wanted to gal the cates, and he stalked coming men of Shechina, and he thought maybe his kids wouldn't follow in his path. And he said, Shema Yisrael. And they said, Shema Yisrael, Yisrael meaning Yaakov. Listen, we all believe in a Gosh Baruch Hu. And he said, Baruch Shem. So Yaakov said it. Moshe didn't say it, so we say it B'lachash. Again, different understandings of Midrashi. Maybe it's a Shevach the Malachim say. So we want to say it, but we don't want to, like, we're stealing from the Malachim, so we say it quietly. On Yom Kippur, we're like Malachim, so we say it out loud. Anyway, the Maisa, it's part of Kriyashma. There's Machlokas of some Akev, Minatara. The Mer Malachas is Dom Akev. But there are some Achorim who argue, so it's probably better to say it again if you forgot Baruch Shem. Okay. The Seder. And you should have Kavanah, you should understand what it means. You should have Kavanah for Shema and Baruch Shem. The Seder. You don't have to have Sigma at being Olam Va'ed Lahafta. The Havsig being Kabbalah Smach Hushamayim, the Shai Bitzos. Because the first two psukim, Shema and Baruch Shem, is possible. Shema and Baruch Shem is Kabbalah Smach Hushamayim. And then there's Mitzvos, Lahafta, you start for a second. The Yesh Lahavsig, the Pasuk Rishon, Vesh Yisrael Hashem, Vain Elkeinu, Hashem Hashem, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkeinu, Hashem Echad, so we should understand what we're saying, right? Yesh Lahavsig, Ma'at, Bein Echad, Le Baruch, Ki Iker, Ki Kavals, Malchus Shemayim, Hu Pasuk Rishon, so you stop at every point. Between the words of Shema, after Shema, Baruch Shem, and after Baruch Shem, till Vahavsig, again, it could be a second, but that's ideally what you should do. Okay. Questions, comments? Okay, moving on. Sif says Vav. Tell the Havsik Ben Hayom Al Levavecha Uben Hayom Lava. Shlo Nira Ke Hayom V'lo Levavecha. It shouldn't sound like you're only Mekabel. You only love Hashem today. Hayom Al Levavecha. Hayom Lava. Tell the Havsik Ben Yishba LaHashem Kedei Shalhatim Yafe Ayin Shlo Tia Nireis Ke Hey Nishba Hashem. Right, you stop there too. Okay. Again, if you look at the art school center, many students have the little lines that tell you exactly where to start, stop. The point is really to enunciate every word as clearly. The Chabad writes you should do this for all tefillah, even for Sukkot Zimra. But at least for Kriyat Shema, we should be makpid to try to say the didactic Bosi Yosef to read Kriyat Shema, in the meduyak way. Talk about Hati Zayin Shal Tizkiru Shal Yishal Kitishkiru or Kitishkiru VeHavi Kavodim Shamshim Omeras Kol Pras. It shouldn't look like we're looking for the scar. It says, "Lahati Zayin shall uzecharta." Okay, Yadkish Yud shall Shema Yisrael shall Tivla shall Tirak Aleph v'chein Yud v'Hayu v'Latishma v'Hayu. Tzarech Liten Revak Ben V'Chara La'af V'Lishma V'Charaf. So every word has to be pronounced properly. Sivches Tzarech Liten Revak Ben Teva Shavetchila V'Teva Shavetchaneh Ben V'Chol Levavecha. So the same letter appears at the end of a word, the beginning of the next. B'chol levavecha, al levavchem, b'chol levavchem, esef b'sadcha, avatem mehera. So if you say it quickly, it sounds like there's only one letter. Hakanaf p'til. Right? Here's actually more critical. It's al tzitzis hakanaf, p'til t'cheles. If you say kanaf p'til, it doesn't make sense. If you put tzitzis al tzitzis hakanaf, what do you put? You put the p'til t'cheles. Eschem here. Again, all these things are ma'akev l'chora. As long as you said it, you're yotzei. But it's better to be dakti. Okay. Moving on. Chafal tzach v'chol aleph sh'achar mev l'hafsi g'nem k'om v'limadetem osam. V'kshartem osam. V'samtem es. V'lisem osam. There's a mem. And then aleph, you have to stop. V'kshartem es. V'asitem es. Shaloye nire k'kore mosam meis. Again, like I said, Chabri says even Pesuk Zimra you should medaktik that way, every word clearly. Halavai we should be zocher to medaktik in Kriyashma. And then we should move from there to also medaktik in other parts of Davni. When you learn Torah, And then you learn, you read the Torah, yes. You read the Torah, you shouldn't die. It's very important in TikTok in order to read properly. In general, you know, there are different minhagim. People, there's Ashkenazim, and there are different dialects in Ashkenazim, Hasidish and Misnagdish, you know, and there's Sephardim, and there's modern Hebrew. So, Lechara, whatever you say, your Yotze, these are all different dialects of the same language. Some argue that you should try to find your original nusach. So you're Ashkenazi and you went to a Hebrew school, they taught you with a tof, you should say with a saf. I once asked a Glickstein about this. He said to me that, look, languages are very dynamic. And even if you're Ashkenazi, they're, like I said, there are different types of Ashkenazi. There's Hasidish and there's Litvish and there's so many different dialects. So you have to start figuring out where your great grandfather came from to see. But they're all meduyuk. As long as you're consistent, it's better. It's good to be consistent. There is in and of altitas charasi mecha that if your father says a certain way, so you should say it that way. Cook has a truth about this, where he thinks that people in Israel shouldn't read Hebrew like Elias ibn Yehuda. They should hold on to the Ashkenazi pronunciation. Lamaisa in the Tzionidity world, it's not done. And your yotzei lechatchila, it's considered dictate b'siyasiyah if you read like a Sephardi. But even then, you don't have to read with a cher and ayin. If you read like an Israeli, you're also going to bedaktek, as long as you're consistent and you're bedaktek in that particular genre, dialect of Hebrew, that's also sufficient, lechatchila yotzei, in that way. They're all Hebrew, meaning it's like by chalitza, we don't make you read the parsha, you know, in Elul Ne'amarim. You have certain things after you've read in Hebrew. We don't make you read it, you know, three times. Shabbos Zachar, Zamilav is Chomra, which is a kind of odd, or Shabbos Zamar is against it, of reading Parsha Zachar in like, you know, six different dialects, Teimani and the Sephardi. But the Maizah Yotzi in any dialect, and Lechari Yosem Dakhtim Kosiyosea, as long as you're consistent. Moving on to Siv Chabtali, the Machabri says, Sarek Likos Kriya Shema Vitamim, Kuma Torah, you should read it with the Tamim, or Tamiya Mikra. The Ramah adds, of Allah Nahagu came to Vidya Zeilus, Ashkenazi wouldn't know, that way in Kolmakom, the Dakhtim Machmirim Vikach. There are people who are Machmir, but it's not a Chiyuv. And the Shmura says that if it's going to get away in your kavana, if you're not used to it, so it's not worth it. The Icarus have kavana. Okay. Chav hey, Shiyomer k'shartem lo'os la'yadacha, mishamish v'tfilin shal yad, you touch the tfilin shal yad, when you speak about the tfilin shal yad. Shiyomer l'tonuch v'sbeni anecha, then you touch the tfilin shal rosh. Shiyomer re'isem lo'so, yimashmish v'tzei tziyos v'fanov, and he said, so you should touch the tzitzis. Doesn't say you should kiss the tzitzis. That's a minhag that we have, many people have today. It's not mentioned here in the Mechaber. And in fact, the Mechaber says you should take only the front two. It sounds like the Gra. Goes back and take only the front two. Prevalent minhag is take all four, based on the Ari, like I mentioned before. Chafav, Yishno Hagim, Likros Kriya Shema B'Kol Ram, Yishno Hagim, Likros B'Lachar, some of the minhag say the whole thing out loud. You say it out loud, usually you say it slower with more kavana. But it's not the prevalent minhag. At least the first pasuk should be said out loud. Sephardim, many Sephardim are knowing to say the whole thing out loud, except for the pasukim of Achara Hashem, Achara Hashem, speaking about Hashem getting angry, so they say that quietly. Questions, comments? Okay. I don't see the chat, so you can feel free to ask a question, but I don't see the chat. Mention that if you can't say Kriya Shema, there's a question of Kibiyote to Shomek Ona. Shmura points out here in Os Mem that you're Yotze. If you're Kavanah to be Yotze, you're Yotze. Sometimes people have difficulty speaking, or sick, or ill. So if you have Kavanah to be Yotze through Shomek Ona, you can be Yotze in that way.
Don't some explain that it specifically says Korin, not Nikras, to show that Shomei Kona wouldn't work?
There's Rishami like that. The Rishami says it doesn't work, but Lamaisa, we hold that if you're stuck, you are. There it is. Okay, moving on to Sif, Simon Samich Beis. Af Alpisha Mitzvah, Dr. Gosia, Karav Levit Ben Yatsa. Even though you're ideally supposed to pronounce every word properly, if you slurred some words, as long as you said it, you're Yatsa. You missed the word, Lachar, you're not Yotze. If you said it, you're Yotze. Again, we're saying not Yotze, means Rabbanan. In the Torah, you're Yotze with the first pasuk, first paragraph. there's a debate what the ikker chiyuv is min haTorah. But if you just learn the words, your yotze, it's just ino b'dak deks yosia. The Seder. Sif Beis, Lechaber says, Yochol v'krosa v'chol loshon v'yizar v'divei shibush v'osu loshon. You can read it in any language. You can read it in English. You have to just read it properly. Know the exact translation. That's part of the challenge. V'yidakta k'mo v'loshon ha'kodesh. It's hard to know the exact translation. Hear, O Israel. Listen, O Israel. What exactly are you saying? Some of the words are a little hard to translate. So that's why the minhag is to say it in Hebrew. Figure in your yotze. The Reform started davening in English, or in German, rather. And that's why the minhag was to somehow avoid it, even though, you know, certainly it adds to your kavana. There's no question that there's value in it. Today, mostly during, you know, we have a translation, so you can look at the translation, spend a few minutes reading it, and then you'll understand what you're saying. You can say it in Hebrew, and also have kavana. You don't have to sacrifice the kavana, you know, for davening in Hebrew. You can have both. Okay. Sif Gimel. This is an important halacha. Many people aren't aware of this. If you just are maharer, a bracha, or kriyash in this case, you're not yotze. So, l'chatchila, you should make it audible to yourself. And b'di'evit, you at least have to move your lips. If you don't move your lips, you just think it. So there is a day that I'm holding yotze, here we were. We hold you're not yotze, I guess unless you're stuck, we'll see in the next sif. But people have to ideally listen to what they're saying. Stay in an undertone, you don't have to have say it on the top of your lungs, but you stay in a way that you can hear it. And l'chatchila, you should, and that's l'chatchila, but yeah, at least you have to move your lips. If you don't move your lips, it's true for all brachos, you're not even yotze. Machaber says, if your mom is stuck, your yotze. So if you're stuck in a place where you're not able to speak in Torah because there's it's makom, I'm not exactly sure what it means. It's matun of ketsas. If you're in a bathroom, so you shouldn't say it at all. There's a famous maisa with, I think, Rav Elimelech and Rav Zusha. They were in a prison, and there was like a little party there. So they started dancing. You know, they're so excited they can't do the mitzvah, and they're kind of mitzvah of not saying Kriya Shema. And the guard is like, "Why are you dancing?" And they told them. So then the guard got upset, and he took away the party, so they were able to say Kriya Shema. But anyway, the maisa, if you're anus, it's makom. It's you know. You should say it in your heart. Again, I don't think it happens very often. I heard of one person who had a medical issue that he wasn't allowed to speak. He was undergoing some treatments. They said, you cannot speak. So he was, he could be yotze, belibo, that's a choli, or l'chatchila, you should listen to l'chazen, word for word. The Rama says here, it's not that clear how it applies. What does it mean that it's only the tone of ktsas? The Mishmur here quotes an interesting taz that if you're thirsty in the middle of the night and you want to drink and you don't want to go wash your hands, you can hire the bracha. But the Mishmur says it's also pasha to do that. Again, in our day and age, you just get up. The bathroom is right next to where we sleep. It's not like once upon a time you have to go look for water. You only had one cup. You wanted to drink it. You didn't want to use it to wash your hands. So the mice. We hold that if you're stuck at night, so you should wash your hands ideally with water. If not, at least with minki, and say the bracha out loud, not rely on this Ramah. It's a strange Ramah. It's not really rely upon usual. Okay, the last sif over here. Tzarech tzilech tzibur lashmiya v'kolo shema Yisrael v'sheyishmu v'kol v'yimlechu shem shemai v'yachad. So we mentioned before, everybody should say the first pasuk out loud, but the chazan especially should be machmir to say it v'kol in order that people should have the proper kavanah. It's a behind the mitzvah of Kabbalah's Olam Shemayim. Okay. Let's try, if we can, to do some of some Gimel. It's not so long. Chaber says, Leishiv Shas Kriya Shema, Kore Osa Mahalecha Omer. You can read Kriya Shema however you like. Aval Lo Par Dan. You shouldn't lie down on your back and say it. the Heinrich upon of Tuchus of Karka, meaning you know, lying on your stomach or on your back, or Shumush Lechagabo, upon of Mala, Lakorahu Shochev al Tzida. Miachash Akvar Shochev, Ika Tircha Lama. So again, ideally, you should probably say Kriyashma sitting. We hold standing is less ideal because the Beishamai holds you have to stand in the morning, so we want some of the Fuke from Beishamai. But we usually say it's when you sit in Shul. If for whatever reason you're lying in bed, you're sick, so you can say lying down as well. Usually at night, we also say it's sitting in Shul. Kriyashma Lamita, we sometimes say lying down because you already were Yotze, more for Shmira. So if you're already lying in bed, so then you can say a Kriyashma like that as well. Questions, comments?
Just on the topic of Kriyashma Lamita, once we're here. So I heard from Rav Schechter that, like, in terms of speaking after Hamapil, the Indian Shalom Bias, I heard an interesting that you could totally talk afterwards, right, whether it be to your wife or something.
Yeah,
I mean, did I get that correctly?
I think so. I mean, there's a machlokas if Yirkas Hamapil is like a general shevach, or it's connected to sleeping. It's a general, in specifically to your sleeping. Those who are mocking not to speak are think it's really connected to sleeping. It could be the general shavach, and therefore you wouldn't be so you know, if you're stuck, you know, certainly if you go to the bathroom and say shayatzer, you want to speak to your wife or whatever the case is. Many people are makel when it comes to that. Say kriyashma lamita, and then they also, you know, speak if they need to. Yeah.
Are there people who opt to choose not to say a mapil at all?
They're briskers who are nervous.
That's brisker about, now.
Yeah, I mean, they say the story, I don't know if it's true, that Reb Chaim once said a mapil and he couldn't sleep. So he was so nervous that when he was brachal vatali, he was up all night because he was so nervous. So he didn't say a mapil. So I don't know. It's a very strange story. You know, it seems like it's a tachanas chazal. So how can you just, you know, do a tachanas chazal? There is al pi kabbalah discussions. If you go to sleep after chatzos, should you say a mapil? Sometimes chatzos, certainly in the winter, it could be early, 11:30, 11:40. So some people don't say a mapil if they with Shem Malchus if they go to sleep after Chatzos. People are asking Al Pi Kabbalah about Al Pi Nikla. You should say it at any point. You go to sleep at 2 in the morning. You should say it. And some people are careful about the hapsik thing, and other people are not. And I think you're right that you have to weigh the various values. I think that there's certainly legitimate grounds to be makel, given our reality. Base Misha wrote Lahachmir Lamuk Yoshev the Krosim Uma Nikra. Person who wants to stand up to say Kriyashma, you're sitting down for Avaraba, you stand up, say Kriyashma, like Beishamai. That's wrong. If you're standing the whole time because there's no place to sit, or you're on a bus or whatever you're whatever it is, that's okay. But you shouldn't stand up dafka for Kriyashma. That's like to be a Beishamai Nik. The same thing at night. You shouldn't dafka sit down. Kriyashma. If there was never wasn't a seat, and then you found a seat, you can sit down, but you shouldn't sit down dafka for Kriyashma at night. Terech Agav, the Mishabur here in Sifkat Mavav speaks about the idea of not being machmir against tzibur. So if everybody's sitting, understand the size of the fact that there's a Beishama issue, it's also yura to start acting differently. And there's a general Indian to try to be Uruv and Abrivos, you shouldn't be Omed in a Yoshvim or Yoshev in Omnim, you should try to be normal. You know, again, presumably you're in a tzibur, people are doing the right thing, try to do the right thing with them. And if you have a chumrah, vater on the chumrah for the sake of being normal, it's a klal gadol. You mentioned Rav Schechter, so Rav Schechter likes to say it's good to be normal, which is, you know, a good thing to say. Okay, weiter. Gimel hayamahalech b'derech v'rotza likros kriyashma tzarech la'amad b'pasa grisha. So if you're traveling, you don't have to sit down because it's not inconvenient for you, but you do have to stand because you have to have proper kavana. You have to stand if you're, again, it doesn't happen so much to us. It could happen if you're traveling, like in a car. Let's say you're davening, you know, if you're davening on a bus, so you're not driving. But if you're the driver, so you should stop the car for Pasuk Rishon to have proper kavana. Ikara kavana hu Pasuk Rishon, Hilkach, Imkara v'lachim and Libo, Pasuk Rishon, v'lachim and Chavasa, v'chosu v'kara. This is what I mentioned before, that they have to have kavana for Pasuk Rishon. V'yinef kavana to a mitzvah in the Torah, and presumably also Kavah Omal Choshamayim, lots of debate. So you should go back and read it. Here it's unique and it's critical to have kavana when you recite the first pasuk. Again, you don't repeat it right away. You just do it in an undertone after a few seconds. Shouldn't look like shirushios, etc. Okay. Hey, in haya yashin mitzayin osam iros oad shiikur pasuk rishon hu ermanish. It's very unique halacha. The person's sleeping, so you wake him up, say the first pasuk. First pasuk min haTorah. And you only do this for a person who you think is going to be happy. If you have a teenage boy who hates religion, I don't wish that upon anybody, but if a person has that, waking him up is only going to make him hate religion more, so you don't do that. But if you have a yeshiva balker, he wants to, he's jet lagged, so wake him up to say the first pasuk. That's min haTorah. And mikan ve'elach, ein mitzayin, so if he fell back asleep, let him be. Because that's only drabanan, kadesh yikrov hu ermanish. You don't have to wake him up for more. Shafal pi shehu karav istam yatz. Sorry, if he fell back, even if he's like, as long as he reads it, istam name yirzatz. The first pasuk gets a real kavana, and then the rest you can just mumble. The din shasi ein etc. Okay, the seder. Again, there's a shaila. What's the race? The first pasuk, the first paragraph, the first two paragraphs. The third paragraph is also derisive because of Yisias Mitzrayim. So I'm not sure how to apply this halacha. It touches upon this question of what's derisive. From this halacha, it sounds like only the first pasuk is derisive. Some argue that the whole thing is derisive, all three parashiyos. But okay. Wondrous question. Vav, hakoreh zeshma lo yirvos ve'enav. You shouldn't, you know, be winking or pointing. V'likos v'sfasov v'liyir v'sfasov parasha rishona shum ikra kvaz olam chashmai. The first parasha. You shouldn't be winking. Mutation near a kore arai. Looks like you're not taking it seriously. See the divar to bam. There's shein say or some keva. You should do them keva. You should have a lot of kavana. Okay. So you shouldn't be pointing at kids or at adults, shushing people during kriyashma. You should focus solely on vals olach hashmaim on kavana, what you're saying. If a kid is making noise. So again, it's bothering everybody. In the tzibur, so you can point to him or you can shush him, because it's even the parashah Rishonah, because you're really trying to help the tzibur. But again, you shouldn't be collecting, giving stock out some in some shuls that are makbi that the anim come in, you know, for kriyashma. There's a if you can stand up, your rebbe walks in. The seder. Parashah Shni is more kal. We were really machmir in general. You know, you're benching all brachas. We try not to do other things at the same time. Sometimes, like the Gitzar HaKam says, in the middle of benching, you suddenly have to tell your wife something, you know, through a sign language. That's not ideal. Ideally, you should bench, and you should bench. And we say a bracha, you should say a bracha. And those things usually can wait. Again, sometimes it can't. But in Kriyashma, it's imperative for the first bracha, the first paragraph, not to be romis. But ideally, you shouldn't be romis in general. You're working and you're getting paid by the hour, so you don't want to battle the Zman of the Baal Bais. So you only stop for the Parsha Rishona. Again, most of us, we don't take coffee breaks. If you take a coffee break, you can also take a mincha break. Here in Eretz Yisrael, that's actually a law that a worker has the right to take 15 minutes out of mincha. Beautiful thing. But if you're worried, again, usually in our day and age, the workers aren't, they're not so makbi, the employers aren't so makbi. But if the employer is very makbid, so then you wouldn't be able to stop for more than the first paragraph. Umnin v'chein balabai shayu osim malach of Rosh Ilan of Rosh Ashuras binin karen kriyash shema b'komam in mesuchin neirid. Again, you want to battle the balabai, so if you come down from the building, it takes away his time, so you can create kriyash shema when you're on the building. Again, today, generally, employees have a lot more rights. They're unions. Everybody has the right to take bathroom breaks, so the chori also allowed to take a kriyash shema break. That's understood. The idea that the worker shouldn't be stealing from the Baal Bais is very true. Sometimes you have people who spend all day online and they steal from the employers. That's terrible. But to say, take a few minutes to say Kriya Shema, that would be okay, unless the employer says not. Tess, hakasef afal pishim asoya ksefa kora Kriya Shema. If you have a package and you're slapping things, so you can say Kriya Shema, but you shouldn't say Kriya Shema when you're putting the package on your body. Then you're more tarud, the thing shouldn't fall. You shouldn't fall when you're picking up the package, putting it down. You shouldn't take creation at that point. Okay. Shkach, everybody. Just one second. Questions, comments?
Thank you.
Shkach.